In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Lent. What a wonderful season we get to go into. You may not know this, but I'm kind of a gloomy fellow. You see, being half Irish means that knowing that I'm a sinner is like bred into me. So it's seasons like Lent and actually Advent, where it's also a season of repentance, that for some strange reason just resonates really well with me. Also, I'm a sinner, just like all of you. And it's seasons like Lent and Advent that we go before the Lord in repentance. So what is Lent? Well, we're entering into this season of temptation, and we're entering into that same season of temptation that Jesus went into when he went out into the wilderness right after he was baptized and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. And as we know, that was joining in to the 40 years of the wilderness that Israel experienced. And the reasons why they experienced that 40 years is because they were a nation of hard-hearted individuals. And where Israel failed, particularly a whole generation, in that 40 years of being tested and tempted, when Jesus went out into the wilderness, he was tempted and tested by Satan, and he passed, and he stayed faithful to what he was called for. Now, during Lent, we are preparing ourselves for Holy Week. From Palm Sunday till Easter Sunday, we have a whole bunch of services, and we have a whole bunch of things that reminds us of everything that God has done for us. But in these 40 days before, we are preparing ourselves for that. And you know, if we look at Holy Week and especially Easter, it is a type of entering into the promised land with Christ overcoming what we ourselves could not overcome on Easter Sunday. So when we go through Lent, the end of it is going into the promised land where we can have a relationship with the Lord because Jesus has opened the door. And throughout the years, we have many times of fasting for personal reasons or as a community. Specifically, the two big fasts for the church are Lent and Advent, before Holy Week and before the Christmas, so Christmas. Lent is a time where the whole church enters into this time of reflection, repentance, and hopefully growth. And definitely, it is a time of preparation. In fact, you know, we hear about this time of preparation, this time of repentance from the prophet Joel. He says in chapter 2, verse 12, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." We see through the prophet that these actions are about turning back to the Lord. It's repenting from ourselves getting in the way. The prophet Joel continues in chapter 2, verse 15, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly." We're going into a time where we shouldn't be taking it lightly. We should be reviewing our actions. We should be contemplating how we've fallen away from the Lord and how we can take actions to turn back to him. It's not about gaining some righteous points for our spiritual bank. It's about breaking our hard hearts for the Lord. And this is why Jesus says in Matthew 6:1, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. While we're in Lent, we're entering into a time where the whole community is supposed to be fasting and building up our spiritual habits and preparing for Holy Week. But we're supposed to be repenting of the things that pull us away from the Lord. It could be just our everyday job, or it could be watching too many Hallmark movies. But these things we're supposed to turn away, and we're supposed to give that time to the Lord. We should be spending time doing things that grow us spiritually and embed in us a habit of that spirituality for the whole rest of the year. I think it's very fascinating that this is a season right at the beginning of the year. I think it's a time for us to put the best foot forward. The way we fast and turn to the Lord is a deeply personal thing. We're not supposed to be doing it for show. We're supposed to be doing it for growth. And Jesus lays this out in some seriously personal things that we should be focusing on during this time. The first one is in Matthew 6:2-4, and it's almsgiving. When you give to the poor, it's not if you give to the poor, it's when you give to the poor. Don't make this a show. Don't sound no trumpet before you. It's between you and the person you're helping, the person who needs help. When you pray, not if you pray, when you pray. Don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in public. It's a personal thing. It's a private thing. When you fast, not if you fast, but when you fast, don't make it a show. They disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. You see, you're taking something that should be a private growth moment and making it a show for others to see. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing. Each of these are very private things that were used to be made public shows. And in these actions, we are to be growing closer to God and not puffing ourselves up, which is fascinating if you think about it. How often do you think, oh, I'm going to get some serious points in society by saying, I don't eat cookies for 40 days? I know a couple bishops who gave up chocolate for 40 days, and it was terrible for those who worked for them. You might need to warn people when you do things like that, though, where it will seriously affect your actions. Maybe your actions might push others away from God because you're like, whoa, that's a little too drastic. But as we walk through Lent together, we're supposed to be taking on these spiritual things that help us grow and help us grow closer to the Lord. And we remove things that take up our time, that distract us from what our true call is. And what are we really called to do? We're called to glorify the name of the Lord. And when we let the world trample us and take us away from what the Lord is calling us to do, we're not fulfilling what we should be. So in Lent, we give up things. We fast. Maybe we take on another Bible study, or we do more in-depth reading. The whole point of the season is to view ourselves truthfully, to know where we are falling short and repent of it and turn to the Lord. And every time we get tempted, because we're in a season of temptation, when we give up something that we really like, when we're tempted to go back to it, we fill that in with the Lord, be it in prayer, be it in good works, be it in fasting, be it in reading scripture. So before we continue, where do you struggle? What is the area that needs a bit of tweaking? You see, there's always going to be an area. There is no spiritual superstar. Everyone is a sinner saved by grace. And when we go into these 40 days, do not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing when doing good works. Do not make it a show of righteousness in how pious I can pray. Do not make it about giving something up to see how much you suffer for the cross. Instead, make it about helping those in need, putting others before you. Make it about growing closer to the Lord. Actually make an effort in the relationship in your prayer life. Make it about giving something up for the Lord that gets in your way. Lord, you are more important to me than fill in the blank. An important reminder during Lent, I will say, though, and any other time when we're fasting, is that Sundays are a feast day. So you are not allowed to be doing the Daniel diet, which is like really rough to fulfill, in my opinion, on Sunday. We are to be celebrating on Sundays what Christ has already done. So while we are walking in this time in the wilderness of temptation and testing, we have these little pockets of feasting and celebration because he's already done it. So even in this time of repentance and turning back to the Lord, we get to celebrate what he did all throughout the 40 days. Okay, so every Sunday is a feast day. In fact, in some traditions, they call it a sin for fasting on Sunday because it is a feast day. We are celebrating what Christ did for us. We aren't that legalistic here, but I will be taking notes. So let's use these 40 days to prepare ourselves for the ultimate sacrifice that our Lord did. And then be ready for the ultimate victory that he accomplished. The victory over death. And that's what we celebrate at Easter and every Sunday. Christ killed death. And he opened the way for us. And as Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:19, do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. I still flip it because I think NIV has it the other way around, and I can never get it with ESV. During this Lenten season, let's be brought closer to the Lord. Let's make reasonable expectations for our fasting and our spiritual growth. May we walk faithfully in the way of Jesus, and may we be more prepared for that victory that is won. May we all reverently come into this season, knowing that in every life there is growth to be had in Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.